There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome everybody to the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. So I am genuinely really excited about today's guest and about the conversation that we're going to have, because apart from being in the middle of it myself, so let's just get into it. Today I'm talking to Amita Sharma. Now Amita is the co-founder of an online platform called Nourish Doc, and it is a holistic wellness platform that honestly, even in its current, as it is on the website right now, is so impressive. It's such a huge source of information for women. And today we're going to center our conversation a little bit around the perimenopause, because it's a massive subject. And I just wanted to begin this conversation by saying, if you are a man listening to this and going, oh, it's about perimenopause, I'm going to switch off, please do not, because it is just as important for men to know, you know, if you have a partner, if you employ a woman, if you're employed by a woman, if you know any women, literally, you men need to know this stuff. It's just as important for men to understand it as women. So that I just wanted to start the conversation with that. With that said, welcome, Amita, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And like you rightfully said, such an important topic that men don't even understand. Even women don't understand. So I am so thankful for you to bringing this topic out and open and not making it a taboo.
Yeah, I think it has been a taboo. I think historically it has been a taboo. I mean, my mum's generation, you know, it was the change and you suffered through it. And I think, you know, unless you were really, really struggling, you just got on with it and nothing was made of it. But undoubtedly women suffered. And it is a huge change. It's like going through puberty all over again in reverse. It's just an extraordinary thing that our bodies do. I was listening to something the other day about it, and someone was saying that it's, you know, back in thousands of years ago, the average woman, you know, the average age that they would die was around 49. And so I was saying that basically menopause is your body's preparation for just, you know, for the next life, for the next time. But now, you know, the average Western woman has a life expectancy of something like 83. And so, you know, we have to learn to live through this. And this is why I love Nourish Doc. Sorry, I keep trying to add a .com, although there is a .com on the end, obviously. So tell us a little bit about what Nourish Doc does, because I think that'll lead us into talking about all the various aspects of the perimenopause and menopause that I think are really important to talk about.
Absolutely. So, you know, the idea is that each woman coming from a different ethnic background is going to experience this journey differently. You know, menopause, we know, is end of periods, but 10 years before, perimenopause starts. And that's when, you know, our hormones are going to start fluctuating. So now Nourish Doc wants to be your companion during this journey for a woman of a completely, you know, if you say, look, you are a woman who is an Asian or whatever, Nourish Talk is making a culturally sensitive app for women based on their symptoms, based on their ethnic background, so that we can guide you a holistic wellness, a simple wellness, holistic wellness to navigate you through this journey with success. So you don't have to always start with the pill, and we are not against pills, you know, that don't get me wrong here, but there is so much we women can do if we just embrace the holistic wellness pillars, right? Simple yeah. things like diet. We have to change our diet during this period, and we'll get into it a little bit. Your exercise routine, your breathing routines, your aromatherapy, your naturopathy, your kitchen. Kitchen has all kinds of spices, right? Your counseling, your mental health, all these things. We have created a simple, affordable app for $5 per woman, per person, so that you can navigate through this based on your symptoms. And that's what Nourish Talk is trying to do, give it to every woman in the world.
I find that really interesting, because that's not something that I was aware of, that your ethnic background could affect how you experience perimenopause and menopause. So just give me a sort of a basic example of what, say, an Asian woman differs to some another culture, like a white woman or whatever.
They're all different, by the way. So just to menopause is different for women of color. So just to give an example, an Asian woman, a Japanese woman, is not going to have so many hot flashes because she has been eating soy diet all her life, right? As an example. Yeah. Now, an African American or Latina woman, because of their diet and lifestyle, they experience menopause 2-3 years earlier than a Caucasian woman, and the hot flashes and some of the symptoms are more severe because of the processed food and the kind of food that they've been eating, or their obesity levels, you know. And then if we take Indian women in India, not necessarily outside India, they experience menopause 6 years earlier than Caucasian women. The average age is 51. Indian women start experiencing 46, 47. I think it's because of the diabetes, because of so many pressures. You know, we don't know the exact reasons, but if, let's say, women, even in Africa and Sudan, the same story, they experience, Muslim women experience menopause earlier, 4 or 5 years earlier than Caucasian women. That's 51, 52.
How extraordinary. That's so fascinating. That, and this is what I love about this platform and about what you're doing, is informing women about the different aspects of this, because, you know, in amongst everything that you have with the hormonal changes that are going on during perimenopause, mm-hmm. you know, this affects so many other things. You know, it'll affect your weight. You know, quite a lot of people put on weight when they're in this period, and they go, oh, it's just my metabolism slowing down, or, you know, you just stop exercise, you know. But there are so many different aspects, you know, your gut health, your sexual health, sleep is a big thing, but the emotional side of it is the thing, I think, if I'm talking personally, the emotional side of it is the thing that has been big for me. You know, and I find it fascinating that as a, you know, a white woman living in the UK, I can go to my doctor and I say, I'm really struggling. Like I've got mad brain fog. I can't remember, you know, where I put anything. I'm feeling really ratty. I'm like really like angry, and I'm not an angry person. My tolerance levels have just fallen off a cliff for any BS. I'm just not taking it anymore. You know, and you know, I've had the odd hot flash and so on. And they go, okay, well, here you go. Here is some estrogen gel. And that's it. And it's the same. They'll give that to the same solution, the same, you know, product to everyone yes. who walks through the door. And I don't for a second believe, you know, because they haven't taken into account my lifestyle, my diet, my my emotion, you know, my thought processes, even my awareness of my body. They haven't taken into consideration any of that. And so this is why this very holistic thing, which gives you just sort of talk me through, like, what do you find the things, when I'm, and I've, this is a difficult one because I'm sure that everybody experiences it differently, but the things that are the most impactful when it comes to being in the perimenopause or preparing for the perimenopause, what aspect of lifestyle is it that has the most impact? Is it diet? Is it exercise? What is it? Breathing?
It's everything. You can't just be on a diet and not exercise. I'll tell you the reason. Because unfortunately, we have to do everything. Because what happens is when the perimenopause starts, the progesterone, so we have two female hormones, right? Estrogen and progesterone. Progesterone starts going down first. Now, progesterone, if you Google, is our, you know, where our hair thinning, hot flashes, you know, that's our beautiful hormone, which makes us women look so beautiful, right? So now if, you have to change, you have to start changing your diet to make sure your hormones are a little bit balanced. So diet is, of course, very, very important. You need to focus on phytoestrogens as an example. And then you don't want estrogen dominance also at that time, because then you start putting on weight, because now there's a delicate balance between estrogen and phytoprogesterone, like I said earlier. Now the exercise is important, because if you don't exercise, the weight-bearing exercise specifically are very important, because the hormones are going down. If you don't do weight-bearing exercises, later on, your bone mass is going down. That's very scary, because bones is something we don't see. We see the fat right on our tummy, and we see all kind of things, but bones is something we don't know.
Yeah, we kind of take it for granted, don't we, a bit? Yeah.
Exactly. You're going to end up having an osteoporosis. A lot of elderly fall. We know that, right? You know, so that's why it is happening, because during this time, you need to make sure that your bone mass is staying stable. So you need to exercise, some weight bearing exercises. It's completely different. You can't keep being running or aerobics or other things. Yeah, that, and there's nothing wrong, but you need to add that. Now, the other thing is your gut and your brain has a direct connection. You're going to feel stressed out, like you were talking about. You need to lower down your stress. Stress and some of the skin conditions are very intricately related. Psoriasis, rosacea, all these skin conditions can crop up because now all these hormonal imbalances happening, plus you are so stressed out. So keeping your stress level lower is so fundamental. Breathing exercises, right? Pranayama, we know that. Simple type of breathing. Yoga is very important. Tai Chi, aromatherapy, essential oils, right? Things that lower your stress. Simple meditation, journaling, Ayurveda daily routine, following a circadian rhythm. So now sleep is also getting impacted because of that, right? Your melatonin is going down. So you need to have your food that has more melatonin so that you can sleep at night, or use some of these tricks so that you can sleep at night. So there is so much happening. Top it all, libido is also going down.
Yeah.
Right, your vaginal dryness suddenly, like you don't feel like having sex, or sex can be painful, and that can also impact your relationship. We know that. So it's not just one thing. Your skin and hair starts thinning sometimes. Your skin, like I told you, psoriasis, rosacea, you start getting a little bit wrinkled. So it's actually not good news, right? All these things are happening. I don't want to scare women that it's end of the world here, but.
Yeah, I know. There's so much that happens, and it all seems to happen at once. And for me, you know, it's the way that I come at life, obviously, as everyone knows, is through the energetic side of things, through chakras and so on. And understanding where we hold our energy for these things. And for me, there is, This period of life, this perimenopause and menopause, is a strange one, because you've got all these symptoms that happen. You know, like if you're going through puberty as a teenager, you get all spotty. And again, as you were saying, you know, you get rosacea or psoriasis. These things keep coming, you know, start arriving. But it happens at a time when you're in puberty, it happens in a time when you are just becoming very visible, where you are becoming sexually attractive. You know, you're, you know, 13, 14, whatever, you know, you're beginning to have thoughts about boys or girls or whatever, and it's all getting a bit juicy and exciting. This reverse, when we get to menopause, what happens is the reverse is you become, however beautiful a woman you may be, you hit the age of whatever, and you become slightly invisible.
People don't see that. Anymore.
As a middle-aged woman, you know, you even other women, any age, you become this sort of invisible person in walking through life. Yet you are also going through all of this incredible change and this turmoil within your body and trying to stay relevant because you're like, I've got, you know, another good 30 years. I feel full of energy. I feel full of life. I've still got so much to offer. You know, I feel like I'm coming into my wisdom. I've lived a life. I've got experience. I've got stuff that I want to share, stuff that I still want to do. And so learning to sort of rein all of this into a manageable transition where you continue to feel like yourself, where you continue to fulfill your self, if you like, and what you're capable of. Is so important. And the other thing that I love about Nourish Doc is that you've got a community and you've got lots of other people who are going through the same thing that you can buddy up with and go, oh my God, I put my peas in the fridge again. You know, what the hell?
So absolutely. Absolutely. We women need social community all the time more than men. We know that we are more social. And during this time phase of life, you know, we need to be able to talk. The other thing I was going to say was a lot of childhood trauma. If women have gone through trauma during their childhood or have been under abusive relationships with their spouses or their partners, everything bubbles up suddenly, you know, and it explodes. Like you were talking about, you suddenly start getting angry. Guess what's happening? All the feelings for all these years are suddenly coming up and they're erupting like volcano.
What is that about? Because I 100% recognize that not only in myself, but in other women that I know. Absolutely. It becomes a time of kind of almost reckoning. It's like, I got to sort my stuff out now and I need to get myself straight. I want to, you know, live this authentic way now. It's kind of like you got no time for any of the small, you know, the stuff that, well, I mean, I can only speak personally, but I feel like this is common with other people I know, is that you've just got no space in your life for any of the small minutiae, the things that you used to just accept and you just to swallow and you'd swallow and you'd take it and you'd take it and you just go, excuse me, I'm full. I've had enough of that. I'm not taking that anymore. What is that to do with the hormones and the...
Yeah. So I think women, irrespective of ethnic background, irrespective of where we live, common denominator for women is we are always giving, right, to others, as daughters, you know, wives or mothers or sisters or whatever. So we have been taking, you know, always kind of trying to please others. And I can speak for a lot of women out there and they will say, yes, I have been the one, you know, who's always been giving. And then all these feelings, we've never expressed our voice in so much way that, hey, I don't like it. We're always trying to figuring out, oh no, it'll look bad on, you know, that person will feel bad. And suddenly all these hormonal changes are happening and suddenly we feel, I don't know the scientific reason, but suddenly you feel in the mid-age that all these years, you have been the one who have been compromising, who have been giving to others, who have been listening, and you have never voiced your opinion the way you wanted it to be, right? And I speak for all the women out there, irrespective of their race, color, ethnicity, doesn't matter. And suddenly, boom, now all this has been, can you imagine, you're choked up, like a different type of degree of choke up we are talking about. in all inside your body. You never expressed or voiced all the emotions, and suddenly, I know it's happening to me. And suddenly, I'm like expressing my emotions, like, oh my God, where did that come from? You know, you watch that movie, in one of the movies, the guy would just talk and go, oh, like that. I don't know how that came out from. And that's what's starting to happen to a lot of women. They just, these feelings, they just come out.
Just coming out. And I think it's so important. You know, I mean, in my work, when I do chakra readings, when I work with people one-on-one, so frequently it's the throat chakra that is constantly, that is blocked in women because we have, and it's not because we've been, I mean, society, culture, we can blame all sorts of things, but it's also that service, there's acts of service that we've done for so many years. You know, even, you know, when you're working, if you have a career, and you're maybe you're a career woman and you have children and you've had to play one off against the other. So you're constantly feeling guilty either about work or all your family. You know, we've been programmed and we've been told that we can have it all. And yes, we can. We can do whatever we want, but it's not without some cost. So there's all of this stuff that's been shoved down and shoved down. And it has to at some point come up. I feel like the perimenopause is just like a loosening. It's just like a opening of the dams. But I think that it is vitally important in terms of energetically, in an energetic work, that we have all of this stuff that's been stuffed down, all this emotion that has been stuffed down and not expressed. And if it's stuff that is traumatic with a big T or a little T, and we don't manage to express it or process it, it's going to show up in the body in dis-ease. It's going to show up in some way, whether that's an autoimmune disease that shows up as something like psoriasis or, you know, God forbid, some sort of form of cancer or, you know, but this is what happens. That, you know, all of this, it's resentment that we've held on to. So what I'm trying to say is anybody who's, you know, for you young girls listening to this, you know, don't let yourself hold on to the resentment. Just open that throat chakra and say, and you may not make, you know, you may cause waves, but it's better than hanging on to it and for that to pop up in some kind of, you know, whack-a-mole kind of, my goodness, what are we dealing with here way when you hit middle age, because there's enough to deal with without having all of that to deal with as well. Yeah,
absolutely. And that's why, you know, holistic, embracing a holistic lifestyle, right, is very, very important for women. Like you were talking about the gel might not work for all the women, you know, hormone replacement therapy might not work for women who are breast cancer survivors. It you know, it can do all kind of actually harm to them. But if you are younger and listening to the women who are in their mid-30s or early 40s, if you start taking your holistic lifestyle, embracing it and following the circadian rhythm, and there's so many things I can go through, you will have a better, you know, experience navigating this journey through perimenopause, menopause, and beyond. Remember, you don't want to be falling and having brittle bones when you are 65 and above, or having dementia, right? Because of the memory health. That is what is happening now. And slowly, slowly, it starts a dementia or diabetes or heart health issues, right? These are the things we have to be worried about.
Okay, so give us, I mean, obviously, all of this beautiful holistic wellness is within the Nourish Doc. But give us a few pointers that people can start off today that they're going to feel actually they can integrate into their lives, because that's the other thing with doing something new or changing your lifestyle. It feels like a big effort. It feels like, oh, you know, you've got to create new habits, which is always difficult. But when you feel the results from those new habits, so what can people do or think about changing from right now? Even for me, who's like, I'm nearly 54, like, what can I do to make this transition easier? Let's give something to everyone.
Absolutely. And I started doing that. I had other problems. I was much younger for the liver. So simple thing is daily routine. Just a simple thing. So you set a daily routine is what I would start with. And you can start small, you know, because it's too much if I give you the laundry list of things to do. Simple things like when you wake up in the morning, you can do a simple breathing exercise, right? Deep breathing, diaphragm, from your diaphragm, right? That's one thing. And then the second thing is what we call Abhyanga in Ayurveda, self oil massage. Now, you might not like it, but it will do wonders for your brain, for your entire joints, everything. That's what I do. I use sesame oil. If it smells, you can take a like a coconut oil that doesn't smell, or any oil that you think would be more aromatic for your body. But you do the entire body, self kind of rub it, go on your legs everywhere. That will do wonders.
Really?
Yes. It will do wonders. Abhyanga. What is it called? Abhyanga. And, you know, you can, it's an Ayurvedic term. And then, like I said, you need to take care of your teeth, right? So oil swishing, right? You put coconut oil in your mouth, you swish it for a couple of minutes or 1 minute, throw it out. It will help your entire oral health, improve your oral health. Very important. Or, right? You don't want to be losing your teeth when you're getting there.
Health is everything. Yeah.
So simple sun salutations, Surya Namaskar, I think everybody knows that nowadays. Mm-hmm. Along with that, I'm recommending a simple breathing techniques in the morning, deep breathing. Meditation, I don't know if you can do it. I sometimes don't have time, but 5 minute meditation or even listening to something calmer in the morning, it will help you. Then the other thing, once a week, what I do is I put oil in my hair, scalp, and then give myself a nice little oil massage, in the hair scalp. It's going to nourish your brain right here and also your hair, and it's going to calm you. So I actually do it twice a week, but you can do it once a week and then let it sit for a few hours and then take a head shower, head bath.
Yeah, so are you, again, talking like coconut oil or sesame, or like any kind of oil?
Yeah, there are some Ayurvedic oil, like Bhringraj oil, that helps, that has a lot of research to prevent hair fall. So I use that, or Indian gooseberry, amla oil, that also has a lot of research to prevent any hair fall. We talked about that earlier. Because of the progesterone and estrogen hormones, the hair thinning starts happening. So you want to nourish all these, right? Your hair right here. So that's, so I don't think you should, try amla oil or Bhringraj oil or some, those, they have special herbs to help nourish the hair.
That's an example. Rosemary oil. A lot of people go on about rosemary oil being very good for the hair.
Okay, yeah. Anything that has some research that's good for hair, hair nourishment. And then time comes for breakfast. So you want to have more protein. Now, we women are always fasting most of the time in our younger years. So to fit into a certain body or an image or whatever, right? I think most of us have done that.
Yeah.
During this time, you want to make sure you eat properly, because the nutrients have to go in the body because of the hormonal depletion that's happening. You don't want to starve your body now. So in the morning, protein-based breakfast, eggs, if someone is vegetarian, you can, I would eat some cruciferous vegetables or some tofu scramble and nuts and seeds, these kind of food. Nutrient-dense foods is what you want, not calorie. Don't worry about measuring the calories all the time. Focus on the nutrient-dense foods.
Right.
This is very, very important. The other thing is, I talked earlier about phytoestrogen foods. So you can Google and say foods that have phytoestrogens. What they do is they have already a little bit of natural estrogen. So the depletion that's happening in your body, which we talked about, they mimic the, a little bit of a depletion of the hormones. So they help you. That's important. So from a food point of view, that's why I said, I don't know what you were eating earlier. Now you have to focus on these kind of foods. A rainbow diet is very important. All the colors of different vegetables, whether it's a red capsicum or a green capsicum, all these things, you should try to incorporate it in your diet. A rainbow diet is what we call it. Because of all the nutrients you're going to get, like from a eggplant is like that nightshade vegetable versus a greens or yellows or what have you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So eating and diet and nutrition is very, very different what we are talking about. And lower down on your simple carbs, focus on complex carbohydrates, quinoa, right? The millets, these kind of things.
Yeah.
So these are just simple example. I'm saying, I don't want to overwhelm the guest, but these are simple things we can start incorporating. Yeah, and that's what I.
Even if someone can just take two or three of these things and go, oh, I could actually change my breakfast, or I could, you know, I mean, I'm hoping that most people who listen to this podcast, given that the majority of these podcasts are meditations, have that. But if you can add in, as you said, a sun salutation or just some kind of stretches, or maybe like a dog pose or even like a plank pose, because I'm interested in your medical arena, like when you say weight bearing poses or weight lifting poses, mm-hmm. like for me, because my main exercise is yoga, obviously, and because that's what I teach. But I've always thought that poses like plank pose or dog pose are weight bearing because you're holding your weight with your arms and so on. Do those qualify as a
those are good. Plank pose is very good. I was talking more about actual weights and lifting the weight.
I understand
that. I was talking about that, like bar, you know, you put some weight, you can and start small. I started with 5 pounds or 10 pounds and that's okay. You know, you don't have to show the other one. I was talking about actual weight lifting.
So picking up a two, you know, a liter bottle of water in each hand. You know,
yes.
You don't have to go out and buy weights. You can do it with a bag of sugar if you
yes.
just lift it up above your head a few times on each side. Yeah, anything that, and also I feel like the psychological impact of doing something for yourself, which you know you're doing for yourself, is an act of self-care. It's an act of self-love when you do these things, when you go, actually, I'm going to sprinkle seeds on my cereal this morning. Or I'm going to, you know, change up my diet a little bit. Or I'm going to, you know, go to the dentist because I haven't had, you know, because COVID's happened and I haven't been to the dentist for years. Like, actually give yourself some self-care, because energetically your body recognizes that, hears you going, oh, you're looking after me. That makes me feel really good. You know, it's energetically, it's really, really beautiful. The heart chakra loves a bit of self-care, and all of these aspects are not only necessary to your happiness, your health, but actually to your energetic being as well. I think it's really
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Gut health is so important. I cannot overemphasize that. Your digestion, making sure you're going, you know, poop every day. It's very important. Women think, or we think, though, once in 2 to 3 times a week is okay. No, you have to do 2 to 3 times a day if possible, because you want to detoxify all the toxins away from your body. And how are you going to do that? Right? Through elimination. Yeah. In fact, Ayurveda has, if I may add, panchkarma process or therapy, what they call it. And what you do is give you ghee. Ghee is also very good. Ghee is good for women. Healthy fat is very good. So you need to incorporate healthy fats, avocado, or even ghee. Don't start taking it every day, but you know, a little bit of a dollop of ghee is okay.
Yes.
So in panchkarma, what they do is they take the toxins out through elimination or through vomiting. So they make you eat a lot of ghee, and then either you vomit or you eliminate.
Yeah.
And I know, but what it does is it cleanses the pathways inside. Can you imagine inside out cleansing, like a rotor-rooter inside your intestines?
I haven't done it with ghee, but when I was in India last, I did an Ayurvedic cleanse where I had some drink, and I don't know what was in the drink. It was a powdered thing, and they just, you know, here, drink that and don't leave the building. And
that's right.
Yeah, it's effective and it is cleansing. And you're absolutely right. You know, the fact that your gut health is so intrinsically connected to your mental health, to how you feel in your brain.
And I'm wondering whether the brain fog aspect, I'm interested to know, like, in terms of perimenopause, why is it that our brain, like, we cannot remember, like, words just disappear? What is it that's causing that, and what can we do to help it?
So it's definitely the hormones that are depleting, right? Your estrogen and progesterone, these two hormones are the ones. And estrogen is very important. It's all, if you look at the receptors of estrogen in your body, the receptors are everywhere. That's the scary part. They're in your pelvic health, they're in your brain, they're in your gut, they're in your heart. That is why all these things are happening to you, because your estrogen is slowly, we're going to go down until you hit menopause. That is why your memory fog is, your brain is also impacted. So you have to eat foods that will nourish your brain, walnuts, or stimulate your brain by doing all kind of different, make sure you don't retire. You know, we say, oh, now I am like whatever age, I'm going to retire. Remember my, you know, back in the days. Mm-hmm. And you need to make sure yourself, you are intellectually stimulating your brain so that you don't start getting all these lapses. And, mm-hmm. and the food is, again, very important. The other thing what you can do is, and you should consult and a physician. I don't want to say that start taking these herbs, but some of the Ayurvedic herbs can be very, very helpful, like ashwagandha, like shatavari, like Brahmi. All these herbs can help you navigate this journey, but don't start taking it yourself. You have to consult a proper naturopathic doctor or Ayurvedic physician. But the reason that's happening too, because the receptors of estrogens are all throughout the body, and that's what is also causing from vagina all the way to our brain, everything is getting impacted. That's the issue. That's why you're having brain fog.
Right.
And okay. Scary, right? It's a bit scary, but that's the unfortunate truth.
But it's not insurmountable if you have the right tools. And, you know, this is what I love. You know, like, my work is around yoga, meditation, learning the chakras, understanding and giving you the tools to understand your spiritual and your energetic life. Mm-hmm. And what you're doing is giving people the tools to deal with their physical stuff with this particular, you know, massive transition that all women have to go through. And I think that it's, you know, because it impacts people in so many different ways. You know, I've got friends who can't, you know, their sleep issue, you know, they have real difficulties sleeping, you know, and relationships as well. Relationships really can become severely impacted by the changes that go on, which is why it's important that men understand what women are going through, because they just sail on through, you know, all their hormones just remain pretty much the same forever. We're on this absolute roller coaster of emotions and hormones. And I think what, you know, what you're doing with this nourish doc is giving it's, so it's kind of personalized. So do you have, like, I mean, obviously I haven't asked you about your background, but it sounds to me like you've got an Ayurvedic background. Would I be correct?
No, I don't have a medical or background at all.
Okay.
I studied architecture, and then I've been working in the software industry. What happened is when I was working in big companies here, big corporate in Silicon Valley, few times when I was going through earlier perimenopause, as I was explaining, and I would start sweating in the meetings. I would never sweat, and it would be very embarrassing. And suddenly my flow would be like someone has opened a tab down there. Oh my God. And I did not know. I did not even know the word perimenopause, to be honest with you. And I always had a weak liver, so I used to take care of myself a lot, you know, making sure my liver is good. But I was completely not prepared, and that's what started my journey of really going deep into understanding of all these issues. I had no clue what perimenopause is. And I'm a holistic person. I come from a family of medical doctors, but I personally don't like to take medication if I don't have to. Mm-hmm. So So that's what it's, this whole journey started from there. And then I started interviewing people like yourself, experts from all over the world. About 2 and 3 years back, I've interviewed over 3,000 experts ranging from a naturopathic doctor to a hypnotherapist, you name it. And then we said, okay, let's just bring everything together and give women tools. And that's when I started experimenting on myself to see if it works. And sure enough, absolutely. So that's a little bit of my story of how this came around to where we are.
Right. And so if I was to, you know, log on as I did to your nourishdoc.com and, you know, and say, right, I want to start the program, I would have personalized advice, personalized help, and somebody holding my hand through the next however long.
So, okay, so we have priced two different things. One is a self-care, where we will not be holding your hands. That is going to be priced at $5 per month, because we want all the women to have this, right? Affordability.
I mean, that's just a couple of cups of, I mean, that's probably 1.5 cups of coffee, isn't it?
If that. Exactly. By the way, coffee is not good for you. So if you're drinking coffee.
I don't drink coffee, but yeah.
Alcohol and coffee, we didn't talk about it. You should eliminate if possible. Caffeine and alcohol is not good for women who are going through perimenopause, menopause. That's another thing. We can't talk about so much, but that's one of the things. So the first part is self-care, you know, nobody's going to hold hands in this particular case. Now, if you want to be people to hold hand, you know, like you'll have a personalized health coach and bi-weekly you'll have an expert like a urogynecologist or a pelvic health specialist. We didn't talk about pelvic health. That is a completely new topic, very, very long topic. Or someone who's a sexologist or, you know, a naturopathic doctor. So those we have, someone is holding your hand, and bi-weekly you're going to get, based on your symptoms, you will be put in a cohort, like a group who's experiencing the similar kind of symptoms. And you're going to have the ability to ask questions from these experts. Now, if you want one-on-one, let's say this is not helping you, then you have the ability to talk to a naturopathic doctor who will listen to you for at least 45 minutes or 1 hour, understand your lifestyle, what we were talking about earlier, and prescribe you what works for you based on your symptom, your ethnic background, your lifestyle. So we have a three-tiered process, because the reason is we wanted it to be affordable, right? I didn't want to price it so high. So again, only the few women can afford it. Nobody knows what else is going on. So we priced it $5 starting, and then it goes to $65, which the group which I talked about. Then after that, the naturopathic doctor, that goes about a couple of $100 and above, or a little bit, you know, a couple of $100 per month, that, yeah. Something like that.
But I mean, that's so reasonable. That's so affordable.
Yes.
You know, even if it's just for a few months while you get yourself into a good routine and you begin to understand yourself and what actually works for you.
Yes.
And what an amazing thing to have, like if you join that group thing where you're in a group where all the people are really like having mad hot flashes or whatever, like whatever it is. Your thing, and you've got that support group, and you can tell each other the stories and laugh and just be I think it's really such a valuable resource that you're creating. And I want to tell everybody that actually you don't even for free, if you go onto the website, I was really impressed because you've got articles, like so many articles, mm-hmm. and videos and so on. Yes. About, you know, I mean, I being who I am, I clicked on the bit that said yoga, and there was like, yeah. I don't know, I didn't even scroll to the bottom, maybe 20 plus certainly articles, yeah. about yoga, about poses, about the benefits. And that was just one subject amongst probably, I don't know, like 100 subjects, mm-hmm. of things, mm-hmm. you know, including breath work and qigong and, mm-hmm. diet. Honestly, it's the most incredible resource, and I'm you know, extremely grateful to you for having created it, because I think it's really, really important. And I know that this may sound to some of you a bit like a salesy thing, but when you see something that's really valuable that I think can really add value to your life and that is not like, you know, $1,500, jump on it. Honestly, I think it's incredible what you're doing, Amita. I'm so impressed and grateful. And I wish you like the hugest, hugest success with this. And I hope that it does become global and that women in, you know, from the Sudan to Peru can use this and create better life, you know, create a better experience through perimenopause.
Absolutely. You said it right. See, the thing is, perimenopause is, of course, important. But if we as women do not take care of ourselves, I want to emphasize it so much, through perimenopause, you are setting yourself in a chronic conditions after you turn 65 or in your 60s. I have my friends, so many of them, much younger, joint pains. They can be, you know, all these issues, right? We talk about osteoporosis. We talk about diabetes. We talk about heart attack, heart disease, dementia, right? All these things are going to creep up on you. Cancer, I don't want to say these words, but it's true. And I don't want to scare everyone, but we have to start taking care of ourselves during the perimenopause. Then again, it gets too late after that.
Yeah,
that's that. And people don't understand. So many of us don't understand when we talk like this. I've talked to everywhere, so many places and globally. I said, oh my God, yes, it's a direct correlation to the chronic disease, which is impairing the entire world's healthcare system, if you do the research, right?
Yeah. And it also impacts, you know, the work world, because I think a lot of women who aren't coping, you know, they don't, you know, the careers and work worlds and the value that women of perimenopause and menopause and postmenopause age, the value that we have as that old, you know, there's that beautiful kind of archetype of the crone, which has been given a bad rap because crone is sort of like, oh, hag and witch. But actually those words, you know, crone comes from the word of crown. You know, it's all about this wisdom that we have. And if we can share that, you know, there's that sacral energy of that divine feminine, the loving mother heart, but then this energy of wisdom that people have, and we need to live through it healthily because we've got so much to offer. There is so much wisdom to be shared. And I think it's incredibly valuable. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Amita. It's been an absolute pleasure and I wish you all the best. I really do. And I look forward to seeing the app when it is launched. We're talking in October and I think it's coming out in December. Am I right?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And we're going to have it in different languages as well. I just wanted to add that. Yes.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Perfect. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm very, very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me today on the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. I really hope that you found this episode useful and informative, and gives you some ideas of how to deal with if this is a period in your life, and if it's not, if you're not there yet, then this is a call to action to really start paying attention. And what I love about Amita's message really is that it aligns very nicely with the work that I do with the Chakra Way, because it is about self-care. It's about this self-awareness. And I think as women, we go through lives, as we said in the episode, serving everybody, work, family, friends, partners, etc. And that's beautiful to do, you know, that is what women are beautiful at doing, at giving their hearts, at being that mother. Even if you're not a mother, you know, we tend to give a lot of ourselves. And as we graduate to this older place where we have this wisdom to incorporate deep self-care, deep self-knowledge into our lives, I just think is so valuable. And when you've got all of these things whooshing around, like, you know, the gut health and sexual health and sleep issues and emotional wellness, relationships, all of this comes into the mix, not only energetically, but physically. And that's where this is a really beautiful meeting for us as women. So I hope that you enjoy this, and I hope that you take something from it, and I will see you next time.